Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. 2 weeks ago, I talked about a law which was in the process of being signed by the president, and I asked the question, is this law, amongst others, going to destroy the democracy of the United States of America? Today, I'd like to pursue this issue even further and tell you that, yes, it is in the process of destroying our democratic constitutional values. I'd like to read to you from an article which was published by the Huffington Post on January 3, having this to say. Back in the beginning stages of the war on terrorism, President Bush enacted the Patriot Act. You've all heard about the Patriot Act, and you might not have paid that much attention to it. But nevertheless, let me refresh your recollection as to what that act did. This allowed the government to spy on citizens, monitoring the activities in order to discern whether or not someone is a terrorist. It brought about changes in law enforcement that allowed agencies to search phones, financial records, etc. One of the most controversial aspects of the law is authorization of indefinite detention of non-U.S. citizens. Immigrants suspected of being terrorists would be detained without trial until the war on terrorism finished. Now, that was then. Now, notice what happened now. On December 31, 2011, President Obama signed a law known as the National Defense Authorization Act, or DNAA, for the 2012 fiscal year. Congress passes this act every year to monitor the budget for the Department of Defense. However, this year, the NDAA bill has passed with new provisions that should have the entire country up with pitchforks. But is that the reaction? Has this been the reaction? There has been a reaction of deafening silence. The article says, the indefinite detention has been extended to U.S. citizens as well. If people are spied on and suspected of being terrorists, they may be detained indefinitely without trial. In a country famous for the belief that one is innocent until proven guilty, this is an upsetting change that is being foisted upon the American people, with many unaware of what it means. The provisions of the Patriot Act allow the government to spy upon U.S. citizens, and the NDAA allows the government to whisk a citizen away for no reason other than being suspected of terrorism. Remember in the Middle Ages how people were killed and tortured because they were suspected of being witches. Terrible things have happened then. Are terrible things going to happen now? This article talks about the fact that this is a blatantly unconstitutional law that is actually violating the Fourth Amendment, granting liberty from unreasonable searches, and also the Sixth Amendment, guaranteeing every U.S. citizen a trial in front of a jury. And they ask the rhetorical question, why in the world was this law passed and signed? Now, then President Obama is quoted as saying that it is his intent, and he said that in a statement, that he is not going to apply the law in an unconstitutional manner. He said, I have signed this law with great reservations, but I will not apply it in violation of the Constitution. Now, the article goes on to say, Obama says his administration will not authorize the indefinite detention of citizens, but that could change. The interpretation of the bill can change on a dime. These politicians who say there is nothing to fear could quickly change whenever they see fit. And of course, these statements are not legally binding anyway. They have no legal effect. The article continues that Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has stated, there are laws regarding terrorist suspects in America in place by the Department of Justice. So you may say, oh, well, I'm not too concerned about these laws because I would never be looked upon as a terrorist, right? Don't be too quick with that assessment. Here, Senator Rand Paul pointed out, and there's, by the way, a video you can find on the internet where he gives all these points. Here are a few mentioned. Issues such as having an armed weapon or having a food supply lasting at least 7 days can be grounds for terrorism, believe it or not. Another aspect was if you have two fingers missing on your hand, you are looked upon potentially as a suspect of being a terrorist. Talking about Big Brother all over. I look to my well-supplied pantry, this author writes here in the Huffington Post, filled with foods my loving mother had purchased from Costco. I'm not one to count it all, but I'd say it would last my entire family over a week. My father legally owns a handgun. I am writing a story that is against what the politicians in Washington have voted for. Can I be seen as aiding Al-Qaeda because I am attempting to change the views of the public to something that is against government? Because there's a gun in my home and we have a well-supplied pantry? Can I be seen as a terrorist under the definition of terrorism? Yes, I can! Will I? I hope not. These are some very pertinent questions which you should ask yourselves. Because don't assume that you couldn't be looked upon as a terrorist if things go the way you don't want them to go. Now, InfoWar wrote on January 1, as Americans look upon the treacherous legislation passed under NDAA 2012, it should first be remembered that the very bill President Obama threatened to veto was controversial due to the language the Obama White House itself pressured Congress to add to the bill. Now that's a bunch of hypocrisy, don't you think? You also find that President candidate Ron Paul went so far as to say that the NDAA bill begins the official establishment of martial law in the U.S. Now, is that an over-exaggeration? I don't think so. Think of what happened when the military in other countries has gotten powers. Think of Nazi Germany. Think of Mussolini. Think of Stalin. Don't ever think something like that couldn't happen here. Even Fox News finally woke up out of their deep slumber and sleep and published an article on January 2. Now, I haven't seen them saying anything on television. I haven't seen CNN or MSNBC or any of these other newscasts say anything on television about this. But here at least Fox News wrote an article. That's what they wrote. Human right groups on the left. Well, no, that's kind of bad if you're a Republican, right? Nevertheless, they say the act is a sweeping expansion of executive power beyond what was seen under the Bush administration. The National Muslim Rights Group, now again, some don't care about that, slammed the legislation as a stain on our nation's history, one that will ultimately be viewed with embarrassment and shame. The Center for Constitutional Rights said the NDAA kills any prospect for relocating detainees and shuttering the Guantanamo camps because it requires the Defense Secretary to certify that the transferred men will not commit hostile acts in the future. In a statement, they said the same presidential signature that ordered the closing of Guantanamo almost 3 years ago has now ensured their release or transfer is practically impossible. So far, intense. So far, promises. So far, concepts. Now, that was actually something which was signed by President Obama, which, according to them, has now become impossible to carry out. The Germans get a little bit concerned now about this, and Der Spiegel Online published an article this week in the German language, which, if translated, says Obama's anti-terror law antagonizes civil rights supporters. And so they pretty much summarize what's going on there in the United States of America, and they have some concern about the democracy of America falling apart. My friends, we're not talking about something which is political. This is not a political address. This is not a political speech. I couldn't care less about politics. Politics is such a dirty business, I wouldn't want to be involved in it at all. When the last presidential debates of the Republicans took place, right now 3.5 or whatever years ago, Mr. Huckabee was asked one time what Jesus Christ would say, what he would do in a situation like that? And he gave the answer, Jesus Christ would be too smart to even get involved in this at all. And I totally agreed with him then, but unfortunately he continued being involved in these political debates until he finally dropped out of the race because he realized he wouldn't be elected. Jesus Christ, my friends, wouldn't have anything to do with all of this stuff. He would be too busy to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of God. It is a message that this nonsense, the incompetency of all politicians in this country and around the world, will stop. When he comes, he will dismiss them all out of office, without exception. And he will put people in place who are qualified to do their job. Because our leaders today, whoever is in charge and whoever wants to be in charge, they're not qualified. They are simply not qualified. And the sad news is that our country as a whole seems to be totally asleep to that fact. Totally asleep to the fact that we have moved away so far from God that God says we are filled with slumber and with sleep. And that is why this is a good example to show how much asleep we are, that we can't recognize that these laws, unconstitutional as they are, jeopardize our freedoms, our liberties of every citizen and non-citizen of the United States of America. Did you know that Paul had this to say in the book of Romans, in the 11th chapter, in verse 8? He said, God has given them a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, to this very day. But you know, he's quoting from an Old Testament passage from the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter. An Old Testament passage which applies to us today. And you should see how much it applies when you see how these laws I was talking about today, and this is not the only one which is of concern, how these laws verify our present situation. Isaiah chapter 29 and verse 9 says, pause and wander. Blind yourselves and be blind. They are drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with intoxicating drink. For the Lord has poured out on you the spirit of deep sleep and has closed your eyes, namely the prophets, and he has covered your heads, namely the seers. Inasmuch, and here's the reason why this is, here's the reason why so many Americans today are totally oblivious to what's going on in this country, why the mass media is not talking about it, why all these very famous TV stations don't address the issue, and many other issues for that matter. Inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the commandment of men, therefore, behold, I will again, this is now talking about the future, this is now talking about us today, again, he says, I will again do a marvelous work among this people, a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hidden. Woe to those who seek deep to hide their counsel far from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. They say, who sees us? Who knows us? Surely you have things turned around. Oh yes, have we things turned around. My friends, it is high time to wake up. Today what I covered in this program regarding this new law is just the tip of an iceberg. But it's an important tip. It is something which should wake us up. We should keep watching, and we should return to our God, who is telling us in his word, the Holy Bible, as to how to live. Most people don't live that way at all. And that is the reason why we are having the problems we are having today. Thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.